The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
First of all, how you doing, health-wise?
Doing great.
Good. What was it like to not play? Because I know your personality enough, and I saw you doing the work with Wash, by the way, when you couldn't play games. What's your personality knowing that at a certain time, 6 o'clock, you're going to shut it down? How did that go for you?
It feels weird.
Yeah.
That's not something my mind and the body knows, that at 6 o'clock, you shut it down. Actually, at 6 o'clock, my tank is full to go, because that's when...
Right. It's game phase gets on.
Game
and
phase, game mode, everything game ready to go do what we need to do at 7:20 on. So, I mean, it was tough. I'm not going to lie. It was not a frustrating moment, but it was more like, why am I not on the field?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, things happen in life, and I'll always tell myself, hey, I'm just going to stay positive, keep working. I'm not going to give up, and good things are going to happen. And, you know, when I came back and I played those two games and we won against the Phillies, mm-hmm. who would have been activated to keep playing
okay.
the next round, yes.
So it's new, it's different, it stinks, but you also probably have to project an upbeat because part of your responsibility is, and you're a veteran guy now, part of your personality is, how do I get guys up? How do I get guys up? And I saw that during warm-ups. What's happening? Like, how do you get your mind right that you know that you have to be still part of this?
It's, you know, I wasn't on the field with the guys, mm-hmm. but I was always in the clubhouse, and when they let me out, I was going out there because it's part of the team, you know? I'm not playing, but the team is playing, and you got to cheer your team on to make sure they have the right attitude, the right positive mind to go win a game. You know, win matters. All games matter, and all W's matter. So that's why on the field with them, but you got to always support your own team. That's the only way it goes.
What is leadership? Because, let's be honest, Lou Spreddy, Lou Dansby, veteran, the right personality. Do you feel that there's even more for you in that department now?
Yeah, I mean, Freddie's gone, Dansby's gone. You know, I'll step up right now. Me, Chris Moore, guys like Charlie Morton, big guys, mm-hmm. big name guys, Trevor Deneau in the clubhouse. So we all got to be together and make the team be a one family, not just a teammate that you don't care about. You care about only when it is game time, you
right.
know? Like, it needs to be an all-around thing, and that's how we can make it together. That's how it has been all these few years that we've been celebrating all the championships together.
And I think the other thing that happens is good players who work hard. Like, that's what managers, coaches in every sport. If you give me good players who work harder than anybody, you don't have to say anything. Other people see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of leadership as
yes.
well, is it not?
You got to work.
Yeah.
Like, you see most of our pre-work is on the field, and you see us every day out there. If there's 162 games, we're out there 163. Like, it doesn't matter. You got to be out there. You got to commit to what you need to do to be better every day.
So we don't know really the shortstop situation yet, but it does affect you. Spring training is a little bit different, that you don't have a guy that's been to your right for a number of years. You'll be working a little bit more on exchanges, turning to all the things that come. And no shifts, which makes infield play a little bit different this year.
Fun.
And you believe that.
Yes.
You like that. More
yes.
balls in play.
Yes. Yes, totally. Play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Do you feel that way both as a hitter and a defender?
Yes.
Okay.
Hitter, 100%.
Yeah.
You get so many hits taken away that you're like, come on. That should be a base hit.
Yeah. And defensively,
yes.
you now know that me being ready to play every day becomes a little bit more. It's
yes.
not necessarily on a sheet.
It's the regular baseball game.
That's what it is to you.
Yeah, it's not no four outfielders. You know what I'm saying.
Well, like, but yeah, you're not supposed to look to your left and see
exactly.
a guy standing in the outfield.
Exactly. Like right now you hit a line drive over second baseman's head. You're like, oh, I got a hit. No, it's
no,
right
you
in the guy's chest.
Yeah.
It's an out.
Brian McCann might have suffered more than anybody
yes.
in the history of this game.
Yes.
Getting
yes.
thrown out of first base on screaming one-hop line
exactly.
drives.
Like you hit about 110 off the bat, and you're like, oh, I got a knock. And no, you're out.
And by the way, it's an 0-for-1. Doesn't
yes.
matter how hard you hit,
it doesn't matter
what happens.
It doesn't matter.
What
you
about
help your team with anything.
That's it.
You know?
What about your wheels? So you come off a leg. How good do you feel about your good?
100%. You'll see me
go.
You'll see me go, go, go. That's the only thing I know when I hit that ball. Go,
I know, and it's doubles, and it's taking an extra
yes.
90, first to third.
Yes.
And you have no All set to go. What did you work on this offseason, just real quick?
Like everything.
So what does that mean?
Everything. Total body. Ready to go. Bottom, my upper body, everything.
How do you get swings in? Because you have that, I got to go this way, I got to go this way. I got to split my time a little.
I like to do the same amount I do on one side.
Okay.
On the other side.
Okay.
Because why take 10 swings on the right side and take 50 on the left side? I'm just working one more than the other. I just like to split it in half because I'm a switch hitter.
Right.
And take care of both swings.
Last one. They
both matter.
Yeah, obviously.
They both matter.
And now there's a few more lefties in the game as well, and these guys, they all throw.
Everybody goes hard.
Let me ask you something. When you see some of the signs of these guys coming out of the bullpen, what's your thought on this now? They didn't used to look like this. They all look like they came out of central casting.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the video, see their arm swings, arm slot.
So you don't care 6'4"?
No.
240?
No.
No, you just want to see.
It can be a 7-foot guy. I just want to see how his follow up to, his throw and all that stuff is, and then after that, just see it and put the barrel on that.
Are you along enough in your career now where you just put the bat down once in a while? That's enough swings. I don't need more. I need less.
I do it more like sometimes you end up a period where everything is working.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to overdo anything.
Right.
You just want to get yourself loose with the amount of swings you need, and that's it. Like, if it is 10 swings, it's 10 swings today. Mm-hmm. If tomorrow is 5 swings, it's 5 swings tomorrow. But why feel good and keep doing it till it starts getting where you don't want it to be?
You sound like a veteran.
And because you're frustrated because you're not getting what you want, and now you ended up taking 100 swings before a game.
That's a veteran thing.
You know, like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah.
What did you do to have fun when you're not around these guys? What's your off season like? What do you get your fun from?
So at my house, I built a koi pond. I'm really addicted to fish. The koi fishes. I built a 10,000-gallon one.
Wow.
So I can put as many fish I can, enjoy them, feed them, play with them.
You roll out of bed?
Roll out of bed. It's a pretty day. I'm outside.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. I'm so happy.
Thank you so much.
Health-wise, everything is good.
Yes,
yeah, we're really looking forward to it, Oz.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.